Monday's moves suggest stocks could see more turbulence ahead. And looking at what happened yesterday, are you feeling the same way?
We got a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday today, and the markets are a little bit higher. But I think in general, yes. I think the comments from Powell on Friday put the market on notice that the Fed is not done raising rates, and we will continue to see some higher interest rates. Even though we may go into a recession, and we heard from Neil Kashkari, who is the Fed chair out of Minnesota, basically saying, yeah, I'm happy the markets are going down. So I think you've got a Fed that's on call now and is going to be continue to be aggressive about raising rates.
One of your fellow financial advisors said the Fed is not so concerned about heading into a recession as they are in combating inflation, and that makes for a very dangerous setup, does it?
Yeah, it does. It does. Because the markets right now are still, they're trading off about 10% from the highs. Earnings have yet to be really impacted. Earnings estimates for the S&P 500 are flat versus last year. There's some margin pressure because of the higher prices, which will continue, I think, through the end of the year. So we could see earnings on the S&P come down over the next couple of quarters. And that would argue that the markets, the equity markets, should trade lower over the next maybe 3 to 6 months or so. Whether they do or not, another story, because the anticipation has been we go into a recession and the Fed will go through their rate cutting cycle. And we still see some of that anticipation in the market.
Most of the impact so far has been in the housing sector, hasn't it?
It has. You know, we've seen housing prices maybe not come down a lot, but mortgage rates now are at 5.5%. At the beginning of the year, they were 3%. And so we've seen activity really slow down in the housing market. The big drivers to inflation have been housing, airline prices, energy prices. And we're seeing those start to come down. So we should start to see inflation come off of the 9% peak. We're a long way away from the 2% target, and that's part of the reason why the Fed is likely to continue on their rate hike cycle.
Now, isn't this the time of year that there's not much activity, and it isn't until after Labor Day that you see more trades?
Oh, yeah. Wall Street in general is up at Martha's Vineyard and enjoying the environment and the late summer. August tends to be the slowest month of the year as far as trading goes. And then when we get into September, September tends to be in a year like this where the markets have traded lower, September tends to be a little bit weaker month as well, heading into the midterm elections. So there's still a few headwinds, but yeah, the trading activity has been a snooze fest for most of the last couple of weeks.
Seems like the summer rally was a very long time ago. I mean, what did you make of that rally? Any lasting impact?
I think there is. You know, I think there is. When we got to, and it's one of the things that a lot of people are calling for is maybe a retest of those June lows, and we're about 10% above that right now. So we could see the markets trade down to those levels. There certainly was a fair amount of buying activity that occurred at that point. The market was pretty oversold. But the valuations of the market were not where we would like it to be. So there are still risks that once we get down to that level, you're going to see a lot of people throw in the towel and say, okay, this is it. We need to get out of stocks, and they could push them a little bit lower. But I think that's the initial target. I think we've got probably about a 10 to 15% risk still in the equity market over the short term. Over the long term, I think the markets are still in a good place to be.
And as far as the stock market, you geniuses seem to like the value-driven stocks now, like healthcare and consumer staples and utilities. And you're down on technology, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, tech is very sensitive, or has been very sensitive, in interest rates. And I think the sectors that you highlighted there, the utilities, the consumer staples, healthcare, are really not economically driven. You're still going to need healthcare. You're still going to need food, et cetera, no matter what the prices are or no matter the economy and the outlook. And so those are good places to hide, if you will, while the markets kind of go through their machinations and get back to something close to fair value. So you look at those areas that may survive no matter the economic conditions. those tend to do well in this type of an environment. We've been seeing that all year. We think that will continue for many years yet to come.
Are we going to get any numbers this week that will matter?
We're going to get a ton of economic data this week. And yes, there will be some that matter. We'll get the manufacturing and service surveys, but the employment report is Friday. Wage growth is going to be one of the things that the Fed is going to keep a close eye on. Are we still seeing wage pressures? And some of that may be alleviated by layoff announcements that we've been seeing from a lot of companies. And again, that's what the Fed is trying to do, is slow the economy down, and we may start to see some of that come through in the employment data on Friday.
And when you're out to dinner with friends or at a party and people are asking you about all this, what do you tell them? Do you say, don't bother me, I'm off the clock right now?
I'm halfway through my big orange drink, absolutely. When you take a look at the markets, again, the time frame is important. Are we focused on the next few weeks, the next few months? We focused on the next few years or the next few decades. Hmm. And so that time frame is very important. And trying to time the market week to week is difficult at best. But if you're looking at the very long term and those long term trends, I think you can position yourself well to take advantage of some of these short term market movements that get people all excited to reach those long term goals that you're looking for.
When people bother you, just say, "Listen to me on the radio Tuesday morning, WGN."
I try to get you a few more listeners every week.
Paul Nolte, Kingsview Wealth Management. Thanks, Paul. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Take care. Thank you.